Hello, and welcome to the Modern Goat Rider podcast. I'd like to take this opportunity to emphasize the opinions expressed by our hosts and guests are strictly their own and do not represent the positions of any lodge, Grand Lodge, or other branches of the Independent Order of Oddfellows. Our fascinating conversations will be open to the public for the purposes of inspiring our global membership and promoting the order. So, sit back, open your ears, and your heart in your hand while I introduce you to our hosts.
Welcome to the Modern Goat Rider Podcast. I'm Billy Sanderson.
And I'm Tara Zajac.
Hey, Tara Zajac, how are you?
I am delighted to be here.
How are you?
First and foremost. Secondly, I'm a little tuckered from the gym.
You've been to the gym. You're working out. You're staying fresh and lean and mean.
Yeah, that's it. Gotta stay, gotta amp up for the next term of Oddfellows after summer break, you know?
True, that's right.
A lot of stairs up to that noble grand chair.
That's right. That's right. There's a lot of stairs, man. And the stamina that's required.
Mm-hmm.
You're doing lots of cardio, I hope.
Lots of cardio. Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
Because there's a lot of there's a lot of stamina needed. Yeah, we're both heading back into the chair in just a 2 weeks' time.
Yes. Yeah. It's exciting.
It is. And how was your summer, though?
Summer was great. It was a nice mix of fun things personally and fun Oddfellows things. For those of you not in the Victoria area, I went to the Okanagan in July. So before things got hairy, and it was idyllic and lovely, and rode e-bikes and tootled around and went to wineries. And it was pretty crazy because the one of the places we stayed was one of the hotels in Osuyas that was then frequently in the backdrop of many forest fire newscasts afterwards.
Yeah.
And you know, it's just such a beautiful treasure part of the province. It's really sad what's happened there, and hopefully it's all gonna get resolved sooner than later, but it's gonna take a while.
These are the kinds of things that you end up learning a lot about things you didn't know a lot about, right? Mm-hmm. Like you're going, oh, there'll be rain coming, but rain on one side of the storm cloud is fine, but on the backside, it's lightning.
Yeah.
And it's setting more fires and that sort of thing. And I didn't need to know that, or I didn't know that. You're learning about it all. But yes, to the people in Penticton and Kelowna and all through the Okanagan, you know, hearts and thoughts are with you because it's been a tough few years. It was really smoky and stuff when we were there last year.
Mm-hmm.
Right around this time, we went at Labor Day, and it was just crazy there.
Mm-hmm. And I heard an interesting comment from the fire chief, I think in West Kelowna, that, you know, and certainly as Oddfellows, we're one of the first people to get our hands dirty to help contribute and help out if we can. But after that initial crisis, people were continuing to drop off, you know, fresh food and other things. And it just ended up actually being a bit of a burden on the fire hall because then they didn't have the people in the space to deal with it. So it's interesting when something goes really sideways, there's different ways to help. And just for the generosity of folks, also being aware to what the community actually needs in that moment.
Right.
Yeah.
That's why they need a communication director like you.
Yeah. Yes, exactly.
But you mentioned Oddfellow things.
Yeah.
Balance this summer. What did you do?
Well, I mean, between the three lodges here in Victoria, some were organized by Bastion 4, my lodge. Some were organized by Columbia 2, your lodge. Some were run by Victoria 1. So cumulatively, we had a games night in June. We also had a baseball opportunity that wasn't Oddfellows, you know, Oddfellows organized to attend and watch a baseball game from this sort of novelty double-decker bus that sits on the side of the baseball field there. I was going
to
say arena.
Royal Athletic Park to watch the Harbor Cats.
Yes, yes. I almost said arena because I don't watch baseball. we had our annual summer picnic, and the weather was gorgeous, so that was great. And a couple charitable type things too. Some folks got together and participated in a program called Fair Start, and that collects school supplies for kids getting heading back to school. So a mixture of social stuff and a mixture of charity and actually upcoming depending on when you listen to this, on the 26th of this month of August, there is a comedy night at the Oddfellows
Hall.
Yes,
Comedy Returns.
Which will be, it's great. Victoria has a pretty, I think, active comedian scene mm-hmm. and a few different venues for that. So this will be at the hall, and it's to raise money for one of our sisters. Her daughter has qualified to go to a world championship dance competition in Poland, but unfortunately it's self-funded. So working hard to raise money for that, and I'll be bartending, and that'll be super fun, and be fun to check
That's
out some comedy
weekend.
And that is this weekend, depending on when you listen to this. So buy your tickets, $30. It's going to be a good time.
Yeah.
Or there's a GoFundMe if you're really interested. You can just send some money if you...
There you go.
If you hate to laugh, you but still want to support children, you can send some money via GoFundMe. We'll put the website in the notes.
We'll put it in the show notes, yes. So check your show notes for the GoFundMe.
Yeah. How about you?
So I did many of those things that you... did, and what else did I do? There was one other odd fellowy thing I did. Goodness. This was kind of a sweet thing. We went and supported a member who had lost their father a while ago. He sent out a invitation for the people who contacted him immediately afterwards, mm-hmm. and so it was we got invited to a family gathering that was like the wake for the dad, and a memorial wake sort of thing for the dad, and so that was nice, and you know, that's kind of odd fellowy stuff, I guess.
I would say another co-benefit to being part of Oddfellows is if you are like Brother Kevin Stevens and need help building a chicken coop.
Yes.
Some of the C2 fellas went and helped them build a chicken coop.
The Taj Mahal of chicken coops. Yeah.
And I wasn't there, but I saw the photos on Facebook and it was terrific. And those are things that if you're thinking about joining up to Oddfellows, you don't foresee. But when it happens, boy, is that a good time.
That's right. Yeah. You you decide if you want your skills to be known on the first week or if you want to wait a while before somebody asks you to come and build a chicken coop because you know which end of the saw to hold. But I guess the other thing that we did do was the Oddfellows 101.
Yes.
Which was a air quotes class. It was basically me.
Masterclass.
Yes, the Oddfellows masterclass. Okay, so we did this in 2022 mm-hmm. and you attended mm-hmm. and it was intended to be kind of the end of the term and gather the new members that had just been initiated into as many lodges as there were. And last year we had members represent from all three lodges and new members and veterans and all of that. And this year it came right at a time where I think Columbia had just initiated their class and Bastion was maybe the month before. Mm-hmm. And so the people who attended went around the room and we asked, you know, how long you've been a member? And there, you know, some people there go, I've been a member for 10, 15 years and so forth. And it was like, great, thanks for coming to this 101 and you can help answer questions. But then we got around to the new people and they were like, 6 days. I've been on fellow for 6 days. And you're thinking, oh, goodness, how's your sponsor doing? Are they giving you filling you in on all this? But I did this same sort of presentation that fits into... You know, a little bit about history and a little bit about Victoria. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I think the secret society part of Oddfellows is really important in that it's kind of the mystery that intrigues people and so forth. And we should let people know. But there's so many layers to everything. And, you know, you can listen to a podcast about encampment to learn about what the encampment is. Or the Patriarch Militant, or what Sovereign Grand Lodge does, or Grand Lodge. Like, we've done podcasts, and the guys at the Oddcast have been doing shows as well on it. But you get into these situations where it's open Q&A, and you get questions that are so specific to your lodge or your mm-hmm. building, right? And, like, why things happen. And those were really tough questions to answer because they seem to be related to whoever's in leadership position or how long a lodge has been financially stable or what the lodge has as financial obligations in the future.
Mm-hmm.
And so maybe they've been very quiet or maybe they didn't do anything through COVID and there's like everything in the world a, well, we used to do that before COVID or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But at this last group, they were great because their why questions, I guess I didn't have to answer them. And that was a thing that I felt relieved on. Mm. Like, it was like, yeah, you can ask why, but it's not, I'm not going to tell you why we didn't do something.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you're saying, I don't know, why don't we do something that's against the rules of Grand Lodge or Sovereign Grand Lodge? Well, we could say, well, the reason why you don't do it is because it's against the rules. But these were some questions that I wanted to pose to you, and we kind of kick around in today's show, our Q&A.
Yeah, because there's no Wikipedia entry for some of these ones.
No. And so just so for a little chuckle, you know, in the presentation, you get questions like, how does the audio system work? And everyone's...
The bane of our existence.
Yeah, please search on Facebook. You'll see 10 people asking the same question. And the one person knows has put an answer in the comments. But, you know, how events kind of get run and so forth. But we also did, and we spoke about this in the previous show, a meeting, which was an open meeting. And we had 25 non-members at the meeting. And we answered some questions there. So we've... Tara and I have a whole list of questions here that we're going to kick around between each other.
Mm-hmm.
And hopefully you listeners are going to think about what your answers would be and the way they differ or the way they're the same.
And feel free to add those comments to our Facebook page or email it in. Because it is interesting regionally how some Oddfellows traditions sort of evolve or what you maybe need to do because of the numbers of your members or your liquidity or whatever. So it's always good to learn from others. And I like hearing what other people are up to.
Yeah, for sure. So you ready to start?
You betcha.
Okay, I'm going to see if we can do an easy one. Is Oddfellows a cult?
Not a cult.
Not a cult. We are not a cult.
We should get t-shirts made that say that.
Should we?
That'd be funny. Ask me what Oddfellows. It's not a cult.
It's not a cult. Oddfellows, not a cult. So, yeah, we actually get that question from new members who are not new members, but people who are prospective, laughing about it and wondering, you know, what's the deal? We're so secret. Kiwanis, they know what Kiwanis is. Mm-hmm. They see Kiwanis Drive in Victoria. They know Kiwanis is a group that does blah. There's another group that chops trees at after Christmas. There's these groups that are very visible, but Oddfellows seems very invisible.
Mm-hmm.
And so we have that mystique of it.
Right.
So do you just say, no, we're not a cult?
I do say, no, we're not a cult, because I think especially in recent years, you do hear about real cults.
Yeah.
So we don't want to have anyone take it the wrong way. But it's usually followed, and this kind of bleeds into their question too, about the religious foundations that may or may not be there. So we talk about the cult of friendship.
Yes.
And there's common values. But certainly if life takes you away, that you may do so. But please come back at your convenience.
Yeah. Yeah, we had some at the open meeting. I answered the question during the Q&A part of the open meeting and back in April or wherever. And one of the things I really wanted to steer towards was that there's a philosophy to it. And so it has this sense of religion, it has a sense of faith, and you know, a cult is based on faith.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody having a faith in this one usually a leader or somebody who's you know, super charismatic, and we know that's not every noble grand. Hey now. Looking at you, sister. So we talked about that, you know, we kind of dance around it a little bit, but that we're essentially an organization that strives to make people kinder and more thoughtful. Mm-hmm. And so those aren't really cultish type things. That's just sort of nice people thing. So if you want to be in a cult of nice people, mm-hmm. then you join service groups, or you join groups that look at the community as an important thing to invest in.
Right. And I do try, though, I mean, depending on the nature or the flavor of the conversation, to answer that cult one, I do try to emphasize, though, that you become a member when you feel like you have time to be a member.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's almost like hiring in the real world. Like, there's investment in bringing onboarding, there's investment in getting to know people. And if someone hasn't put a lot of thought into ahead of time, joins, hangs out for a month, and then never comes back, it is it takes up time for the people involved mm-hmm. with that. So it's kind of appreciated if people are sure that they are relatively sure that they want to try it out and give it the good old college try.
Yeah.
Because it is, like you said, it's a bit of a commitment. Not arduous, but it's not.
Yeah, and a lodge.
It's not a drop-in. It's not a drop-in club. Let's
say
that.
It's not a drop-in club. Yeah. And a lodge might have requirements, depending on your lodge, that, mm-hmm. where meeting obligations to contribute to the lodge's growth or to the lodge's activities or to just meetings mm-hmm. to be an important part of being an active and remaining an active member.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, you think about an organization that has been talking about losing members for so long. It's interesting to hear how lodges deal with this idea of, you know, initiating four people
mm-hmm.
and having no expectations on them, or not providing a really great environment or experience for them. And then you go, well, what happened to the people? Didn't they just think that it was all going to work out and all of that? And that's, I guess I'm rambling a little bit, but that's part of why 101, when we did it, we mm-hmm. we really were like, okay, there's this stuff you'll see, and then there's all this stuff that's behind the curtain that really is really important to know, and it's not meant to scare you away. It's just mm-hmm. important to understand that you didn't join an organization that has 85 people working in a dark office behind the scene that answers every question.
Right.
You know, and that you think, oh, well, how do I get a hat? And it's like, okay, well, you might have to ask three people before you find the right mm-hmm. person to get you your Oddfellows hat mm-hmm. or t-shirt.
Or you might find yourself on a committee to
making the hats.
To get more hats.
Yeah, exactly.
We like doers. We empower people. Volunteers.
If I remember, I'll probably get to it eventually, but I did have a chat with a fellow who was a prospective candidate who lives out of town, but he is in Victoria frequently enough monthly that he could attend meetings.
Oh, great.
And so I met him at the hall, the one of the visits, and we were having this conversation about what it is. And so, yeah, we'll come across a couple of them here. I got another one for you.
Okay.
Do I have to attend all meetings? We were just talking about this.
Yeah.
What do you think?
No. I mean, life happens. And again, depending on your degree and the individual bylaws of your lodge, for Bastion 4, we have, I think it's 6 meetings and 3 volunteering events before you can be a candidate to get your first degree from being an initiate. And I think, like anything, you kind of get out what you put in. And from a communications perspective with our members, we email, and then we also have a closed Facebook group. And like any communications, something neat will happen and someone will say like, oh, I didn't know, or like, no one told me. And that's kind of, I think you do yourself a disservice if you don't get to meetings more often than not, mm-hmm. because you can miss out on a neat opportunity. It's like a, you know, a snowball effect or a positive feedback loop. And I endeavor to have our meetings more or less run an hour, so it's not a massive burden on your time, and it's a pleasant experience.
Right.
But for sure, if you can't make some meetings, then stuff happens.
Yeah. The meeting environment can be dry, I guess, is the best way to say it. If like we're, I keep hitting the mic. I'm like you. I try to run a 60-minute meeting. 59-minute is the goal.
Oh,
and it tends to be dry because we don't give a lot of space for satirical banter and so forth. But when we do get, you know, really good good of the order mm-hmm. type contributions, mm-hmm. and you're there, and because we're always there, you really wish that everybody was there that night.
Yeah.
That something amazing happens yeah. where a member stands up and doesn't just say, I'd like to thank everyone for helping me build my chicken coop. They say, I was really touched by
yeah.
Their messages that I received at this really difficult time or whatever. So there's that sort of stuff that is missed if you're not going to a meeting.
And I'll add too that you guys do in Columbia too, having the pre-meeting social, I think is really valuable to a lot of members as well. So it's like if you go to a conference, you go to the sessions, but the real good stuff of a conference comes from all the time that breaks in between or whatever.
Yeah. 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 And so at 59 minutes, you kind of keep everybody back away from the social side in a short enough time that they're willing to come for the for half an hour before, and maybe they stay mm-hmm. afterwards, or they just leave.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's always difficult, dangerous to stick around because you might, that's when the committee development comes in. Mm. Oh yeah, why don't you do that? But yeah, I support going to meetings. I think it's really important in your first couple of years to see what's going on.
Yeah.
No, once you kind of get in the groove and you're working your way through stuff, you're not an officer, then yeah, make life fit with your Oddfellow commitments.
Mm-hmm. And some people, you know, maybe because of work schedules or sure. whatever, meetings end up being a little bit tricky. Like maybe that wasn't the plan and that's how it shifted. But there's some people I don't see a ton at meetings, but they're always there volunteering.
Yeah.
And, you know, that FLT is still there. So yeah. that's good. But again, as a noble grand, oh man, is it nice to see a few more bums in seats mm-hmm. than the occasional night when there aren't too many bums in seats and you feel like you're speaking to a vacuous, like tap tap, is this thing on?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, the stuff of nightmares for some people, I'm sure.
Oh, I gotcha.
Yeah.
All right, next question.
Yes.
So these were questions, these are some of these I'm going to go through are actual questions that came during interviews from Bastion interview cycle. I received these from Sister Samantha Sherman.
Mm-hmm.
And so they kind of, these two are sort of tied together. Is there a sense of community amongst Oddfellows?
I would say yes.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Well, we're just talking about building chicken coops.
Totally.
But, are there other things that you've seen? There was a bike ride this summer.
Oh, right. Yes.
They just said on Wednesday, we're going to do a bike ride on Sunday morning.
Yep.
And I think half a dozen people showed up.
Yeah. And I think, yeah, exactly. So, I mean, the things I talked about earlier were a bit more of the formal organized things. But mm-hmm. This week I'm going to this sort of interesting classical music event that's in a courtyard and with live musicians. And it seems like a fun community thing. So I threw it up on the Facebook page. Like if anyone else is letting you know, I'll be there if you find that interesting. So I think as a group, collectively, we're pretty good at just tossing it out there for community stuff. One of our members, her name is Jackie Lynn, and she's quite a talented artist, and mm-hmm. she'll often post photos of the work she's created, and that's really neat. I mean, not everyone is a social extrovert, and I think that you can still develop community wherever you are on the social extrovert, ambivert, introvert spectrum. There's always stuff to do, and mm-hmm. yeah, so that's my long answer.
Yeah, and the again, I'm just going to break out the COVID, the life-changing COVID period in our lives. But the getting together was just so free. Like, I felt sometimes you'd feel like, oh, I really wonder what's going on down at the hall tonight.
Yeah.
And it was sometimes just some people going down to watch a movie or mm-hmm. put on the basketball game or mm-hmm. Or things that were just, as you say, unplanned and just happen.
Yep.
And I think those are really fun things. And one of the one thing I share is that four of us have the same birthday in our lodge.
Right.
And so we decided we would go for lunch. And so we go for lunch on our birthday. And this year, our birthday's coming up in a few weeks, and
see how he just put that in there, gang.
Yeah, everybody here. Yeah. But one of the brothers in the group said, "You know what we should do? We should just be at the hall on Friday night because their birthday's on a Friday."
Oh yeah.
So now it's going to be this bash.
That sounds yeah.
Yeah, but yeah. That is just what four strangers, like literally four strangers,
yeah.
who didn't know each other. Just, oh, we all have the same birthday. And so now we're going to go. We had a great lunch together, learned a lot. And now we're going to have a bash. So you should come.
Yes. I feel like it's like cousins, though.
It is.
Or
like
whatever,
cousins.
All of it. Because, like, I might not know you super well, but we're all in the same gang. So we're going to, like, shoot the breeze and yeah. I'll talk about your summer. And that's great. And maybe we'll develop our unique friendship on our own that we do stuff outside of Odd Fellowship.
Yeah.
And maybe not. But when people are in the lodge or you show up at a picnic or whatever, everyone's making time for each other.
Oh, yeah.
And it's great.
Yeah, the picnic was a good example of a community where there were a lot of veterans there. There was some...
Odd fellow veterans. Maybe some have served, but that's not what you mean.
Craig was there.
Okay, there you go.
What I meant is that they're like, they all know each other because mm-hmm. they've known each other for quite some time. Mm-hmm. And so it was easy to circulate around. So there is definitely a sense of community if you're looking for it. Okay, here we go. Is Odd Fellows. Okay, so there's a question. Is it or we need a style guide for is Odd Fellows or are Odd Fellows? So is Odd Fellows as an order inclusive of LGBTQS+ community?
Yes.
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 Definitely.
Yeah.
I don't think there's anything else to say.
No.
But are Odd Fellows inclusive?
Well, no, the full name is
our members,
International Order of Odd Fellows.
Yes.
So it should be singular.
Yes. Okay.
Yeah.
It is in our non-discriminatory obligation.
Mm-hmm.
Is there a strong Christian affiliation? We should do a show on religion at some point when we feel like we want everyone to listen, but no one to listen. We should do a show. But this was a question that was asked during the interviews. Mm. So how would you...
Well, okay. So my perspective of someone who didn't grow up in a Christian household is that there's mentions of higher powers. There is a tradition in the Grand Lodge to have the Lord's Prayer as part of it. So that is there. But I would say overarching, to me, it's Christian light in the way that I exist in this North American world, and I know the story of Christmas, even though I didn't go to church and someone told me the story of Christmas.
Right.
So there's some parables that you see in the Bible that I would say are also part of the common zeitgeist.
Yeah.
And it's certainly not, I feel, oppressive or in a way that makes me uncomfortable because, again, growing up in Canada, it's part of my general awareness anyways.
Yeah.
And for the Lord's Prayer part, I don't think it's not like a TMI thing, but like I don't say that part, even if people do, because that's not how I grew up. So I don't feel authentic in saying it.
Right.
Because that part of it isn't part of my personal belief system. So mm-hmm. but no one's like, oh, you're not saying, you know what I mean? It's just do what works for you.
Yeah.
So,
and I agree with that. And I think when we shock new members in a way, like, you know, I think we had a previous question, is it important to go to a meeting?
Mm-hmm.
So depending on the culture of your lodge, we're speaking from our experience,
yes,
and from who, you know, people we've spoken to in our jurisdiction, the referencing to religious doctrine or stories,
mm-hmm,
is in a meeting.
Mm-hmm.
So if you go to...
That's good clarification.
If you go to a social event, if you go to a fundraiser, it is intention to be completely open to all and avoid offending the people who are there, the mixed demographic of the people that are, mm-hmm, there at an event.
Mm-hmm.
So if you go to a meeting and you're like, oh... Where is this coming from? You know, you no knowledge of degrees,
mm-hmm,
right? And so you don't know that, mm-hmm, sort of thing's coming. You don't know, if you haven't been to an open meeting, you won't know that a lodge like Columbia doesn't do the Lord's Prayer, but
right,
other lodges do.
Yeah.
And that's, I think, part of the mystery, but also the how you navigate.
Mm.
And so it takes some time to get to know the candidate's understanding of it. And you make it very clear that you grew up in Canada. It's Christmas is the more dominant holiday than the other important religious holidays.
More culturally visible.
We're culturally visible.
Yeah.
The bank is closed. It's not closed on days
on
for,
Eid.
On for a Jewish denomination or for a Muslim, mm-hmm, denomination. You just are going, well, we're, you know, it's Christmas. Sorry.
Yeah.
You know, so we're aware of it and all of that. And I think that's part of where you protect not only the ears, but you also help understand where the new people are coming from.
Mm-hmm. I
also went to elementary school, and we, you know, we did the Lord's Prayer every morning in elementary school.
Mm.
And so the people who didn't do it,
mm-hmm,
had stepped out of the room.
Mm.
And so we're young kids, and there's three kids step out of the room, and then we're done doing it when they come back in.
Mm.
And so that is the clearest illustration of exclusivity. That you're excluding these people,
yeah,
from what the rest of the group is doing.
Mm-hmm.
And I think if you avoid that in Odd Fellows, the better.
Yeah, I would hate for anyone to like everything about it except for that and then not join. Especially,
yeah,
if they're going to be, well, you know, a kick-ass member. And then I would hate to lose anyone for that. So I feel like to anyone out there who's considering joining and maybe try to get a sense at your local lodge...
Get to
what
know
the tone
your lodge.
Is.
Yeah.
Like, I will speak certainly for Bastion 4, not only like with my current hat on as Noble Grand, but even in previous years, is like, we do not care. In fact, we would enjoy to have more backgrounds and more experiences and more neat things to learn from our members who come from different traditions.
Yeah.
That would be awesome.
Yeah.
And that, you know, so yeah, please don't be deterred.
No.
Nothing's...
But talk to your lodge and lodges are, we're, it probably coming up at Sovereign Grand now is, mm-hmm, you know, this issue is going to be on the table yet again.
Yeah.
And it was discussed at our Grand Lodge in our jurisdiction about the requirement of the Grand Lodge upon each of the lodges in the jurisdiction. And that was debated.
Mm-hmm.
Elbow, you know, giving it a shrug. I'm giving it a virtual radio shrug.
Mm.
We'll see.
Yeah.
So growth and transition and so forth is only going to come as new members come in that aren't from an era, from my era, and
mm-hmm,
you know, where it's like, yeah, we went to church. Everybody went to church.
Yeah.
Right. I'm going back to church. I take my mom to church now. It's a whole new world. That's why I want to do the religion show with you.
Oh, dude. Yeah. Me the Philistine. Billy the
Barbarian. The Barbarians. Yeah. No, I haven't been to church in 40 years. Yeah, 40 mm-hmm. years, and now I'm back. Mm-hmm. With a vengeance. Youngest one there. By 20 years.
Oh, my goodness. You're going to get asked to paint all the houses. And...
Oh, goodness. Yeah, that's what's going to happen. Yeah. Now, I'll be in the book club. Anyways, the next topic. So these are some of the whys I thought we could touch on. Mm. So why do the Oddfellows seem so unknown? And these whys all came from the Q&A.
Mm. Well, we have recently freshened up our bashing for a website.
Mm-hmm.
So I think there's like unknown as an order that's trying to be secret. And then there's also just maybe failing at good PR.
Failing at good PR, yeah, for sure.
And it's interesting from even just like from a branding perspective. So we have Oddfellows Victoria. We have three different lodges. And if I was wearing my lodge hoodie right now, it would say Bastion 4. And it might say IOOF. Not everyone knows what that is. Right. When we were in the parade, the Victoria Day Parade, there were a couple of different banners. I made one for, I designed one for Bastion 4, and I made sure to have in block letters International Order of Oddfellows, and then Bastion Lodge number 4 is a sub brand. And if you were to Google Victoria Oddfellows right now, there you get on to the Grand Lodge page, which also could use an update, and it doesn't say much about the Victoria Lodge specifically.
Yeah.
And so I'm talking hyper-regionally now, but as an older order, I think we can all do ourselves a favor by getting some basic stuff in a digital space, because that's how people are looking for things.
Yeah.
Yeah. So yes, there's a secret mystique that like has this neat thing like, ooh, you're part of the order, let's ask some questions, which is great and intentional and like kind of sexy. But there's also just us failing to talk about ourselves well, which I think shoots us in the foot for recruiting new members, for getting donations, for being even asked to help with things.
Yeah.
The twinkle that comes in some volunteer group's eyes when you're like, or a charity, when you're like, oh no, I got like, I don't know, 80 people who would be super happy to come and help you with this. And they're like, really? And they don't know. So I think we are encumbering ourselves from doing more good in the community by not necessarily talking about what we're capable of.
Yeah, excellent. And I'll add in there that the reputation that we hold mm-hmm. isn't strong enough to brand us with somebody.
Mm.
And they say, you know, in Victoria. So I know in some other places, Oddfellows has a very strong hold on, hey, Oddfellows run this, and so everybody knows about it, right? And we don't have that in Victoria, and so that is
tell us your secrets, the people who are good at it.
Yeah. Well, like you go to Ainsley's group in Illinois, where they have like a huge street fest thing. It's called Oddfest.
Yeah,
right. So it's under it, the word gets out, right?
Yeah.
And if you're, I don't know, if you had a building with a white wall on the side of your brick building and an empty parking lot, and you did movies every year, and the Oddfellows did the movies at whatever festival or, you know, state fair, I don't know, I'm just spitting stuff out there, but we don't have that. And so the PR side is that we're not interesting to partner with. And so if you were stronger and at least have the presence of the Oddfellows do this. And I mean, our guys all have I'm an Oddfellow t-shirt. It's a volunteer shirt we wear when we go to an event and we're volunteer slinging beer, or we're, you know, counting tickets at the gate. You know, or the shirts say I'm an Oddfellow and it says FLT or independent order on the front. So there's sort of these things, but it's not big enough for someone to jump aboard. You usually get, oh, my grandfather was an Oddfellow. And it's like, well, three generations has had no interest in it or no knowledge.
And I mean, and the charities that we consistently show up for, they you know, Hero Work, Mustard Seed, they know us well, and they're totally on board. But I would say for the wider public, it's still a little bit mysterious. And then in Victoria too, because of our lodge, being the great space that it is. The other thing I get sometimes, which I have mixed feelings about, is like, oh, Oddfellows, I went to a really big party there.
Yeah.
And you're like, womp womp. Like, we do. Like, that's great. And
yeah,
we are helpful with charities and help each other.
You really should join us for the parties, but do good work while you're
yeah,
with
yeah,
us.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Here's another one for you.
Awesome.
Okay, so this one came up. So it's similar to the first question I asked you about why that we're not well known. The question came from somebody who is joining a group called 100 Men Who Care. Do you know about 100 Women Who Care?
No.
Okay, so I don't want to tell everybody to jump out of Oddfellows and go join this thing. But
it sounds very binary, Billy, and that's not how the world is these days.
So there are these two binary groups.
I don't know what their regulations or rules are on joining, but this member of our lodge said he found out about this other group, mm-hmm. and he was like, they do something very unique and interesting. Is that the idea that they have is very cool because it looks like a lodge meeting.
Mm.
But they don't have the all the other pomp and circumstance, mm-hmm. and all of that. But they do meet quarterly, and they are a they basically shoot $10,000 into the community every quarter.
Hmm.
So every so you can go look it up and check it out. It's called,
or not. It sounds like a cult. Not. It sounds like a cult. What did I say about PR, Billy? What are you doing?
But the thing was, like, the question was why don't, and again, I didn't have the answers, but mm-hmm. why doesn't Oddfellows partner with this group? Or, like, they look so much like a Columbia Lodge, mm. you know, and so why aren't we, like, joined up with these guys? And why aren't there, like, 10 members between? So these are all whys, and there's not always an answer for it. When you get a why question as mm-hmm. an Oddfellow and they go, why don't the Oddfellows do this? You're kind of like, we didn't have the members who were interested in it. We didn't have the members who were knowledgeable about mm. this group or whatever. You know, one other example was when I did the 200th anniversary, we had somebody on the committee who used to work at the CBC, Canadian Broadcasting Corporation, CBC in Toronto. And they're like this in this promotion department and all of that. And when she was on the committee to organize, her first thing was like, how much is it going to cost to put the anniversary announcement on the bus stop in front of our building?
Mm.
So that, like, because you could fill yep. that right there.
Yep.
Congratulate the Oddfellows on 200 years of, you know, blah, blah, blah.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, well, I think the reason we don't have connections with these groups of binary group who care and other groups is that the members just don't have that connection.
Mm.
And so we're so reliant on bringing in people with those connections if we want those connections.
Yeah, I mean, I don't, I...
So I'm not degrading any, mm-hmm. my intention is not to degrade somebody who's a member who's mm-hmm. just a carpenter or, you know, an accountant or a clerk or something like that, where they don't have connections. The Oddfellows is their community connection.
Mm-hmm.
And so the challenge is that when somebody comes along and challenges us mm-hmm. and say, why don't you do this?
Mm-hmm.
The answer is usually because we don't have anybody who knew that that was possible.
Yeah, I mean, I think the strength in Oddfellows is the diversity of experiences, for sure. But just to throw back at you, like, so partnering with that group, or, I mean, the Fraternal Order of Eagles in Esquimalt, they're quite active. They actually have these really cute, like, $12 breakfasts on weekends,
mm-hmm.
and it'd be fun just to take a Oddfellows contingent and go check out their lodge, you know. So I think there's other groups, and I guess I'm not clear for that group specifically, because there are other groups in town that also help do charitable right. work. So that question might go to any other group, and I think there probably are times that we can work well together because we have more hands. But
yeah, so the answer to the question is I don't know.
Yeah,
and the next question back to the person is, do you have any ideas on what we could do? mm-hmm. you know, and then you get into financial conversations or obligations and so forth. And if it's just, why don't 10 of us go to the Eagles breakfast? That's easy to organize. Mm-hmm. And it's, you know, $12 out of your own pocket, go.
Mm-hmm.
But that's part of self-promotion, I guess. Mm-hmm. That's kind of where I'm headed.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I don't know if I got any more that jump out as anything really wild and new that mm-hmm. came out. A couple of these others we already covered, like what's up with all the formalities.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other one was, is the order dying?
That's a bummer. Not in Victoria.
That's a bummer.
It's
all couched on top of, like, there are all these cushions on top of one another in there. It's like, is, you know, you're not promoting, you're not partnering, you're not well known enough. Mm. Is this place really, is it dying? And when you get in mm-hmm. and you find out that there's two social events every month, there's between the three lodges, mm-hmm. there's two social events every month on average in Victoria.
Mm-hmm.
There's meetings that can be social as well.
Mm-hmm.
And you have meetings and you do good and you contribute to the, mm-hmm. so it's not like within the microcosm of your lodge could mm-hmm. be really active and really fun and partnering.
Mm-hmm.
But the look outwards for some people is like, well, there's only 15 lodges in your jurisdiction and two of them are going to close.
Yeah. Yeah. It makes me sad to think, like, any kind of traditional thing that was once great that has sort of faded out, like, kind of bums me out. And I don't know what the answer is for some of the other lodges, but I think it is for any lodge something that does need maintenance and care.
Yeah.
Always. And it can't always be the same person doing it because they'll burn out. So it is that bundle of sticks analogy that gets used all the time. If everyone does a little bit, then it makes it easier for everybody else.
Mm-hmm.
Like, one person or two people shouldn't necessarily, unless they're like legitimately stoked on it, think of all the social events because, or whatever, right? And that suggestion about the bus ad is great. And if that person wasn't on that committee, then you would have had that idea. So how do you make sure you're keeping the existing members active and engaged to get these new ideas so you don't get stuck in a rut and that you're able to keep your head up once in a while and think outside the box and do things that improve your mm-hmm. lodge? Because I think that's the way we've always done it is never a good answer for any organization.
No.
Yeah.
Of course. Yeah.
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 Except when it comes to our super sweet robes and funny hats. I want to keep those forever. They're hilarious.
They're not hilarious.
They're not hilarious. They're serious. I'm sorry.
They're serious.
It's
there's nothing as someone who was serious about our work.
Yes. I was never in theater, so I enjoy the costuming in my Oddfellows life.
We have some members who are itching to move into the degree captain role.
Yeah,
but I'm suspicious if certain things will change dramatically in the presentation of the degree. I'm like, okay, there's still a meaning here. Like, let's make sure we're not, you know, substituting, I don't know, handheld weapons with pool noodles or something like that, right? Having some kind of lightsaber.
Yes. You want a certain substitute. Amount of adherence.
Yeah.
But there's nothing more joyful than watching someone like in their element doing yeah. their thing. It is terrific. And then it's just like it's a night and day difference of like getting the job done. And yeah. then someone charismatically bringing everyone along with them because you can tell how much they're enjoying it and you can't help but be infected by their enthusiasm.
Right.
And that is awesome.
Yeah, yeah, I agree. So there's a couple of things we did at the Oddfellows 101
mm-hmm.
was explained the three E's of learning. Do you know the three E's of learning? I didn't do it last year. I did it this year.
Examine, experience. Mm-hmm. Excel. I have no idea.
There you go. Okay. Well, it's not those three. It's one of those.
It's education.
Dang it.
Exposure. Experience. Mm. And so this is how I kind of started the 101 with the new people. Is like new people think about this, that education is someone telling you how it works. Mm-hmm. Exposure is seeing it done. Mm-hmm. And then experience is you doing it, mm-hmm. and you being part of the thing. Of course, I said, you know, you got to be careful about the third one, because in Oddfellows, you might be considered the expert because you just did it one time.
And such is life.
And such is life.
It's right? Great.
Exactly. You don't get 10,000 reps at this sort of stuff.
What do you do when you're not Oddfellowing? Like, what's your gig? A not work gig.
Yeah, I'm not working. Oh, I as a sidebar story, I was at, this is years ago. I hope I didn't tell the story already. Anyway, I was.
Go back, episode.
Yeah, yeah. I'm sure someone's like, let me check my notes. I was playing, I was at a drop-in volleyball game, and the person across the net from me, she seemed really nice. We were chit-chatting, and she's like, what do you do? And I did the old like answer where I worked kind of thing. Mm-hmm. She looked at me dead in the eye, audibly sighed, and was like, well, that's boring. And I was like, oh my god. but clearly I haven't forgotten that, because that was a decade ago. And yeah, anyways, I try to ask questions of people, like, how do you spend your time, or uh-huh. something to coach out of. I mean, sometimes people's work is interesting, mm-hmm. but we hopefully enjoy our jobs, but we hopefully also are a bit more than our profession as well, I think, as well-rounded humans. So long story short, I have been trying to enjoy summer, mm-hmm. With the aforementioned little trips and whatnot. Actually, the Oddfellows picnic, I had a nice chat with one of the Columbia 2 gents, who I haven't spent, I would say, really any like sort of one-on-one hangout time, but he invited my partner and I to go for a swim at this neat place that him and his partner are house sitting for. Yes. And we went and swam out there, and it was awesome.
What'd you think of it?
Oh, it was so neat. All of
he's going to be a guest on our next show,
that's
I think.
That's true. Yes. Spoiler.
Vice Grand. Andy Bernhardt.
But no. I mean, Andy and I, again, it's like that, I was talking community. About with the bigger groups. Andy and I have always gotten along, but we've never like just done something ourselves. So I was like, this is a delightful invitation. And absolutely. Yeah. And I took that Friday off. We went for a nice swim. And then there was an outdoor movie. Victoria has lots of fun things happening in the summer. And I hopefully for those elsewhere that you have the same advantage. So we went to Esquimalt and watched Fantastic Mr. Fox and an outdoor movie. So just trying to balance a certain amount of lifing that I must do to pay my bills, but it's so nice here, and we've been so lucky with the absence of
it rained June 10th
calamity, knock on wood,
and no fires. But yeah, it rained June 10th here. That yeah. was the last time, and today is August 23rd.
Yeah,
so we haven't seen rain in ages.
Yeah, but I mean, my Oddfellowing, especially like coming up, like with, between Board of Union and I'm on communications committees for, you know, mm-hmm. I do not use me as an example of what noble granting is like, because I do have my mitts in an excessive number of things right now,
yeah.
which I'm slowly going to be pulling back from.
Yeah, I don't think that's uncommon, because at a smaller lodge, they might be the
true.
Trustee as well.
Yeah. Right?
For the building.
Yes.
And for investments and all of that stuff.
Yeah.
But yeah.
How about you? Watching baseball?
I do a little bit of baseball.
Yeah?
Yeah. I keep up with my baseball podcasts. And let's see what else. I did a little bit of travel, but I really, unfortunately, my obsessive compulsive disorder has me quite often thinking about this topic.
Mm-hmm.
And I have wanted to be Noble Grand for a very short period of time, and I have wanted to excel at it for even a shorter period of time. Mm-hmm. And I really am looking at like now till January
yeah.
as like, let's rock this.
Mm-hmm.
Let's really do a great job, because it was again, just sort of really settling. We had our smallest initiates class in years because we didn't have any open things going on to recruit. We didn't have a recruitment cycle last year, and so we had these great seven guys. And you had a 12, 10?
We had seven in our last.
Oh, you had seven as well?
Or eight.
Yeah.
It wasn't 12.
Wasn't 12?
No.
Oh. Anyways.
But high quality individuals. Excellent. And very happy excellent with
people.
The number. Yeah.
Excellent people. But yeah, I've been, so Oddfellows probably going to consume my mindset for the next 25 years. Yeah.
I feel, and we are going to get more into it, I think, for our forthcoming episode, but the noble grand position on the outside seems, or at least to me, intimidating. Because you're like, oh gosh, a whole year.
Every meeting.
I guess I should be there.
Yeah.
And whatever. But it goes by quickly. Mm. And two meetings a month is... in some ways, not a lot of time to get some stuff done, even though there's things always cooking in the background. And it's neat, but it goes by fast. And you think about a certain amount of, I mean, legacy is maybe a stronger word than I would make. Yeah, you think about how you're going to set up the next Noble Grand for success and the stewarding the people who come through as initiates while you're Noble Grand. So it's a lot to think about, but then it goes quickly. It's like when you host a party at your house or when you get married and you're like, you're just running around trying to make sure everyone's happy the whole time. And then it's over and you're like, wow, what happened? But it's great. Yeah. So yes, I'm feeling also the same pressure to get some stuff done for the last few months.
Yeah. I really would like some things to fall into place, but, it can't all be on the executive. Excuse me. So we'll have to figure out how we're going to make it all work. We actually got together up at Andy's, the executive, and that was the question, is how do we get what we want done with the people who are showing themselves as leaders?
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, how do we get our backfill of officers,
mm-hmm.
Out of the same people who might need to run an event.
Mm-hmm.
And so that is something you don't see in Noble Grand, you know, when you're sitting in the room,
mm-hmm.
watching this person, mm-hmm. at a meeting, or they speak at an event or whatever, but you don't see all this stuff that's going on where you're really thinking more than you're just your 1 year.
Yeah.
You're thinking about trying to, and we'll talk certainly about this in depth, but talking about making the things that look like they have momentum, have some momentum and go without you steering every moment of it.
Well, and that's just it, I would say, also in life. Like, you can't control everything and you can't know everything. And what really intrigues me for the future is, like, who are the sleepers?
Yeah.
You know? Because not everyone is comfortable initially stepping up, but boy, mm-hmm. is there a lot of skill and knowledge.
Yeah.
So how do you make sure you create space for those people as well to get in there? So if you're listening, Bastion 4 sleepers, let me know. We want you.
We want you, yeah. And if you know, if you're not in Victoria and you're curious about sort of how our view on leadership goes, there's we did a podcast on leadership way, 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 way back. In dark, separated, sequestered COVID times, but we did a show. I do want to do something we rarely do on the Modern Goat Rider, which is to do a bit of a shout out or question. And so I'm directing to three cities. So just so everybody knows, we can see downloads of the show, and we know that, you know, if you want a competitive nature, we're just a little show. That Oddcast show, that's a big show. They
big
got
leagues.
Big leagues. We're minor leagues, they're big leagues, man. Like, huge downloads, lot more shows, 50% more shows. But what I noticed was we had a spike, mm-hmm. you know, where we had no shows we weren't putting anything out, and we had this huge spike in our downloads on one day.
Mm-hmm. And where was that, Billy?
Well, it was in three places, and that's what made me think, this is some kind of conspiracy. Somebody's hacking it.
Yeah, someone's stolen our identity.
I mean, somebody's really interested in episodes 50, 51, and 52. And that group of people are in Brandenburg, Kentucky, Buffalo, New York, my ex-neighboring hometown. I grew up just across the line in Ontario. And the internationally based Frankfurt am Main, Maine. Frankfurt am Main, Mann. They downloaded a whole bunch in 2 days.
Hmm.
And so if you're listening in Brandenburg, Buffalo, or Frankfurt, please email us at info@moderngorider.com. I heard there was a new lodge somewhere out there. But yeah, hit us up with a like, you guys are doing great. Tell us we're doing a really lousy job. That's always good too. But yeah, welcome to the Modern Goat Rider family, and I hope your lodge experience is super fantastic.
Yeah, exactly.
So we'll do this again.
Yep.
And we'll make more Oddfellows discoveries. And we'll see more odd fellowship all around us when we welcome Brother Andy Bernhardt to the show. Hopefully, you know, end of the month of September. We might be back on a routine soon. Thanks, everybody, for listening. And again, like, subscribe, and share. Take care.
Cheers. In FLT.
There you go.